Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Shift Healing.
Hi, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here to have a wonderful healing time tonight. We can go a little bit over, so if you wish, we can do that, everybody, maybe for 10 minutes or something. We'll just see how the show goes. So we'll first do some entity clearing, and remember, entities are what kind of come into our bodies here, cause us to get upset, angry. They normally come in because we're in that state of affair anyway sometimes. When we start to not become ourselves, they just hop in more and more because they want to experience life through us and live up our emotional trauma and our frustrations and whatever we're going through on the emotional energy that we're emitting from our body. As we leak this out of us, they love it. So they want to keep us in trauma, drama all the time. So here we go. We're going to start to release these. And here we go. Going from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet now. So just kind of tune in, check your body out, see how you're feeling. You may feel energies leaving your body. You might feel quite wonderful, in fact, as they leave. They bring pain and trauma to us. And here we go. So working on down the body. And even more so now, going a little bit inwards. If you have any internal organ problems, they can attach there too. Remember, they relate to pain and trauma that we experience. And whatever we have wrong with us, they can attach to us that way. So we'll see if our co-host is out there in cyberspace land. So, Sylvia, are you out there? And I'll keep doing the healing here as she comes on.
Okay, great. Yeah, hi, I'm here, and welcome, everyone. And if you're just tuning in, since it's just 5 to the hour now, some of you are probably just coming on and getting yourselves all situated. So welcome, everyone. And like Ron said, because there's nobody after us tonight, we have the opportunity to go a little bit longer so we can have a wonderful night of healing. I'm sure everyone is looking forward to that at the end of their work week on a Friday night and getting into a wonderful space for the weekend, including the incredible 4-hour healing event that's happening tomorrow that many of you are participating in. So if you haven't done so already, or if you're new and you don't know what this is all about, if you go to the Creation Lightship Healing page from BBS and scroll down, you're going to see a picture of a beautiful light being from the Creation Lightship. And Ron will activate the light being for healings tonight as we go through the hour. And you might also like to interact with us. You can either call in or you can talk on the fast chat, and I'll give you the numbers to call. The Friday night number is 888-228-4494. That's 888-228-4494. That's the BBS phone number for Station 2. And you can call in if you have a question or a request for Ron. And you can also type in on the fast chat. There's a link on our page that says BBS Fast Chat, and just click on that, and then that pops up a window where you can type in a question or a request. So there you go, and I'll turn it back over to you, Ron.
We're entities. Entities in us are leaving, many entities. So here we go. They're coming out of our bodies, and they're just flying out right now. So you may just wave them goodbye. You may start to feel better, getting your energy back. And we're down now on our ankles and coming to the bottom of our feet. And this will be a, kind of a neat show tonight. We'll talk about our new barcode that we found. It's a death barcode from the dark side. So I'll say it again. This is your death barcode. and I'll describe that so you can get an idea of what it's like here. If you'd like to call in and maybe ask questions about it too, you can do so. It's very interesting. But we'll first get rid of the entities here. And we're going to do some other healings here throughout the show. And here we go. I'm going to bring you more into your body. Here we go. I'll count to 10 as your spirit comes in. Remember, it can only come in where the entities have left. This is why you want to regain more of your spiritual energy and get rid of this stuff that's inside of you and have a specialized light chip clearing. So here we go. Coming in with your spirit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And coming in more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. We'll just do another clearing here before we talk about the death barcode. Because some people might be just tuning in at the regular time. This show starts 5 minutes earlier, and we're on a little bit earlier tonight, too. So here we go. We're going to do some emotional clearing for everybody. This is, troubles, traumas that you've experienced during the week here. So we're going to work on the last 7 days, taking away emotional traumas. So 7 days ago cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days ago cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and coming up today cleared. This is an emotional sample clearing. We will do a feeling body next here for the people out there who feel energies. So, and it works anyway if you don't feel. Remember, you still have these same bodies, but you just might have to be conscious of feeling the energies from them. So here we go, feeling body. 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And for those of you who are in trauma, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. We'll do a pain body. 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. We'll do a sensory body. 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you here.
Okay, great. Wow. Let's see. We had somebody on the fast chat asking if Joe is playing tonight. No, he's not on with us tonight. He was. We had a little intro by him at the beginning that he recorded for the show, so that was very nice. And for those of you that want to hear him playing, you can go into the archive section of BBS and go to Wednesday's show just a couple days ago. He played during the whole show in the background. So let's see. And we have a question from Kyle about the conference call tonight. And we were on the light ship for healing, and his question is, why were the strawberries on the creation light ship so big?
Yeah, they're very large strawberries. The ones that I saw were probably about 3 foot in length, maybe 2 foot in width. Very, very large. That's what they grew there. So that's what they have. You may have seen them larger too, Kyle, but that's the ones that I was looking at. They're just on there too as life forms. So it's great. In fact, we'll bring in the strawberry energy for everybody. So
oh,
if you
great.
Like strawberries, this will be great. You might even smell the fragrance of them here. So maybe,
yeah, that's what I noticed on the light ship is just how wonderful it smelled.
Yeah, so everybody inhale, exhale a few times here, and here we go. Here comes the strawberry energy. So I'll bring it down to you here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, I'll let you experience that, everybody. And it's very, very wonderful. We'll also bring in some healing energy from the light ship right now. And this is the energy for pain release. It's a black energy with metallic silver, like metal flake, speckles in it. And here it comes. So if you have any pain, just think about it right now. And this is what we do on our conference calls. We have Mondays and Fridays for 1 hour in length. This is a little sample for everybody. And if you can come on the call tomorrow, it's 4 hours in length, starting at 1 o'clock PST or 4 o'clock Eastern. Cost is $60 for a 4 hour light ship healing toward ascension preparation here, doing a lot of healings that specialize in that, bringing light codes into your body. So here we go. Here comes that energy of the pain release. So here it comes, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so let's just sit with that for a minute here, and what we're going to do is talk about the death barcode. So that might intrigue you. What happens is, naturally, we're born, you know, we're programmed to receive here and come in at the right time, you know, by the aliens here bringing us down here and forced reincarnation. And they also want us to leave at a certain time. So we normally have with everybody three different dates of when we are able to leave or when we are chosen to leave. It all depends how you want to look at it, but these three dates are what they are, and they're programmed in us from the time of our birth. And typically when you approach about the 10th year before your first time of leaving, your first death process, your body starts to decline on energy. And when it does that, then it's on like a downhill slide until you reach that time frame. And you probably catch diseases, etc., because your mind of the body, this is one of the healings that we do, cannot handle or even get involved with healing you because it knows that you're dying. So your body goes, well, I'm dying in 10 years. And I'll give up now. This is why people's health normally declines as they get older. So if you happen to overcome that first time, you lost a lot of your energy in your body, and then you have a second time to leave, and that's kind of variable too. It could be within a few years maybe, or maybe even longer. Depends how you choose to change that. And this is also done and is pre-programmed in you. So let's say that you had some kind of terminal illness and you had the barcode, say this to die, we'll just say at the age, we'll just say at 30. So all of a sudden you turn 20 and you start thinking about death because that's on your mind a lot. You start maybe getting metaphysical books about dying, what's going to happen to you, where you're going. Maybe if you have a family, you start putting money aside for their survival, not knowing how and why, but you inwardly know that you're not going to make it past 30. So all of a sudden, maybe at 30, you get some kind of illness, or maybe you had something at 25, and you sort of recover at the age of 30. Well, you lost a lot of your life force energy because your body could not sustain life during that process, so maybe you've really found out about it at 25. So you lost half of your energy, probably, and now you're at 30, you're weakened, but you pulled out of it. So instead of coming up to 100% energy, you're about half energy, and when's your next death barcode, okay? Maybe that's activated at the age of 32. So now you're going to 32. You still know inside of yourself that you're going to die at 32. You have some more negative things happening to you. And you say, and somehow you manage to pull out of that. And you're still weakened energetically. And now you go to your third ending typical barcode. Now you can bypass the third one, but most people only have three. So we'll say the third one pops up maybe at the age of 40. You have an extra 8 years on top of the second one. And then 40 comes, you still know that you're going to be dying at 40 now, and when 40 hits that age at the time frame when the barcode got activated and is in place, then you die. And this is kind of how it works. So each time you hit one of these time frames, your body loses energy. So what we do is release the barcode from you. This is the dark side barcode, and this gives you a second chance. You're actually cheating death because you're having more energy put back into you. So all of a sudden, the energy that you lost, we'll say that you're 20 and I do this clearing on you, and I say, I see a barcode at 30, well, you already started that decline. And all of a sudden, you get all this energy back into your body that would normally be turned off. And the mind of the body, that's one of the clearings that we do. This is your, like your immune system in your body, how your body gets healing from itself, now is kicked in fully, completely, because it no longer knows that it's going to be dying. Remember, once your body knows it's going to die, it gives up. And it slowly declines, because why would it want to heal itself when it has a predetermined life path of death? It's not going to supersede or override it, because it has no way to know and how to do that. So this clearing from the light chip takes these energies away from you. And all of a sudden, you're renewed. And what happens when I do people who have families, all of a sudden the whole families change their dynamics, because they're all relieved now, because that person is no longer going to be dying. And or what can happen too is that on a similar thing, relatives that may have had it, once that's released, then all of a sudden you feel better too, because you know that somebody is going to be dying, and you may have that same negative energy being attached to you, like cordings. And so all of a sudden you start losing your life force at the same time, because you're tied into them. So it affects everybody. So once it's off, everybody gets happier. And they go, wow, I feel great now. You know, why was I so, downbeaten, why did I have my energy leave me? And that's the reason, because someone in your family, one of your relatives, probably had a barcode, and they were approaching their death process. And I think it gets activated at about 10 years before your death. And then from there, you know, it's a downhill slide. So, any questions, Sylvia, or anything on the fast chat? Or, in fact, if anybody wants to call in and ask questions about this, I'd be very happy to answer them. It will be on the website at some point here, I think. I'm trying to create it right now so that you can be able to go onto the website and do an online healing for it. Now, what I'll also have on there is after the first year of eliminating that barcode, and on the website I won't be able to tell you what that time is, so you just go in there and just do it. Then I'll have some sub-clearings too, because each year after that, you want to get rid of two. So like we said, if you had the process of dying at the age of 30, once that barcode is released, then you want the sub-barcodes to be taken away, because your body needs to be healing after the age of 30. Because you have to reinstate that, because it's no longer in place, the place you happen to chose and choose to have your body live. And so naturally it's going to live, so we have to increase the energy, like the example that I gave from 30 to 32. You want to get those 2 years reinstated with full energy to yourself. And then we do a trauma release, because once you realize that you're going to be dying at a certain time frame, you may go through an emotional release, either from, wow, this is going to happen to me, it kind of, rattles your bead, shakes your tree, a little bit, and or what happens is your body's so relieved that it does go through an emotional process just to know that it got out of the situation, that it escaped, like I said, cheating death. And so that could be emotional too. So back to you, Sylvia.
Thank you, Colin. Yeah. Very, very interesting. So if you're just tuning in...
It also works for dogs and cats and animals.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So are you able to hear me all right, Ron?
Yeah, I can hear you. Do we have a caller online?
Oh, it's Annika. There we go. Hi. Hi.
Hi. Hi. Well, basically what you've been describing, Ron, is what I went through, because I was, I saw my children be really, really clingy, especially with my husband, probably starting about 2 years ago. And they've always been kind of clingy towards me, but I've seen a lot more of that with them, with him. And I've seen him wanting to really take his time whenever he has a little bit of spare moment. He's really making sure that he can be with them. I've also seen changes in him where he's basically, his thoughts and fears around money and creating a nest egg for us has taken up all of his time. He just seems to be consumed every moment of the day to figure out how we can become more secure financially in particular, and how we can, you know, just make sure that our kids are going to have a good enough future, you know, that sort of thing. And I have seen my younger daughter in particular ask about death so much lately. She's been asking, are you going to die? When are you going to die? And what happens? And things like that. And I've been saying, we're not going to die, basically, because I'm working with Ron to get over that so that we don't have to die. And myself has come up lots of fears, and I felt like I really have to get out and get a job. I've been feeling fear, even though I've been clearing the fear. So I've still come up, the fear around money, the fear around what's going to happen if my husband dies. And this is kind of like a part of me that has gone, why am I thinking that way? Come on, drop into your heart. What's your deal? You know, Annika, start calming yourself down here. But it was interesting because I spoke to Ron and I did not mention any of that. However, I said something's up. I know something's up. I cannot put my finger on what it is, but I know something's just not right here. And I'm doing everything the way I should be doing. I'm working with the clearings that Ron has. So I know things are really going better in one way, but I know there's something that I haven't figured out. And Ron mentioned the death bar clearing. And he did that for us and our family. And I then realized that my husband basically did not have much time left here. So that is what's been going on with our family. So you can imagine what a relief that has been to have that taken off us.
We just did that a few days, Annika?
Pardon?
That was just done a few days ago, wasn't it?
Yes, it was just done a few days ago, and I did go through some emotional ups and downs right the same day after we had done the clearing, and Ron also said that it's almost to be expected, and I, you know, I cried a few times, and I, whenever I could, I was doing the emotional clearing to kind of clear myself, but it was quite traumatic to realize that that's what's been going on for us. So what a relief, you know?
Yeah, that's amazing. That's so great that you got that clearing, and wow, it must be just a huge burden lifted.
It really is. It's like, oh my goodness, that's why we've been so stressed. Like on a not a conscious level, obviously a subconscious, where I was not mentally aware or, you know, aware about this. But it's interesting how that still was affecting us so much.
Yeah, so, that's very interesting. And,
yeah.
And Ron mentioned something, too, about the how you can experience it when you have a family member that's going through that. And that's been happening for me.
Uh-huh.
So it's sort of like I'm always picking up that energy of what they're going through.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, it's very strong. And I should also say about the clearings that I've done for my husband right after. I've been clearing him in a few ways. You know, I know he was watching The Secret, and I wanted to clear a few things from that. He's been doing a lot of, you know, meditation programs and things like that. And I have felt so much energy. So, I mean, I have cleared him before, but the energy I feel now is like he's alive again. So it's a big difference.
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful.
Yeah,
and, you know, we had someone also on the conference call that was talking about how their father had, I believe, a stroke and was, you know, not doing well. Their energy was way, way, way down, and they kept talking about death and dying. And then a few days ago, they had that clearing done, and that now their energy is way up. They're not, you know, talking about death anymore. And this is someone that I don't know that they've had much experience with the lightship, as at least as the father goes. But he's had that much of a change just from that. That's pretty incredible.
Mm-hmm. It's fantastic. It feels like at least our family was saved and one life was saved here. And I know we took the just having the barcodes taken off from me and my children too. You know, even though that was a little bit further away, I mean, we certainly don't want those on us.
Yeah, that's true. What it does
so
is it brings all the energy back to you because your body, you know, is transmitting the death code, the dying process to everybody around you. So everybody, you know, has that energy going into them, along with maybe feeling sorry for you or wanting to help you and everything else that goes along with it. And it's all negative energy of death. Remember, the light's only for living, not for dying. And so you tap right into that timeline of death, and it brings everybody down. And once that thing is taken away, once that barcode is off you, I mean, instantly your body goes, wow, I can live again, because it was in the dying process. Even if it's 10 years, you know, from when you're going to be dying, it starts that dying process. And like I say, the mind and the body that's in you to help you to heal basically gives up because it knows that at some point it can't help you because you're on, you know, the downhill slide to death. Once that's taken off, the mind and the body kicks in, and, man, you're like, you know, you feel like you lost, you know, a third of your life age off of you, you know, because you feel so much more energized. So anyway, this is what I've experienced so far. It will be online hopefully at some point, and I'll have the emotional trauma release from each year on that. So that way you do the clearing, you have an emotional trauma release, and then you do the next year, whatever that would be. So the light ship knows what it is. You don't have to physically know the exact year that you're dying online. And I'll probably go through maybe four of these, maybe even five I'll put down there in case you wanted to go further. But I've always known that everybody has had three of these times, so you do have times to leave if the first one doesn't get you. That's basically the way the dark side sets it up. And you can change it if you're conscious. But normally when that gets changed, you've already went through the process and you lose some energy. And so once you get the things taken off, now you're just like, you know, regular, normal, and your body can start a healing process because it's not programmed for death. Anyway, that's kind of what it's like. So anything on Fast Chat, Sylvia, we can talk about?
Well, I just wanted to say thank you to Annika for calling in with that incredible, testimony of what happened with your family and for sharing that with us, because that was really powerful, and you know, I'm sure that will resonate with a lot of people as far as what they've gone through as well. So, Annika, are you still there?
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, it's very, very powerful, and it's been quite emotional. You know, it's all worth it, even if it brings up some emotion. You know, it is worth to feel we're on the other side of that. Definitely. Definitely good. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Thanks again. And, you know, Ron, it just blows my mind every time one of these things gets found by you and the light ship, you know, to just realize just how pre-programmed everything is here. You know, first of all, you come in and you've got your whole life plan and all that stuff laid out with the planetary cordings and you know, soul contracts and the whole karmic thing, and then it's the death barcodes, so that you've got your pre-programmed times to die. It's just like one big program. It feels like you're just walking into one big program, and how can you live 100% in the moment and create your life in pure heart energy when you're just in all this different mind programming?
Yep, I think I heard another caller online.
Yeah, hi, Ron.
Hi.
It's Pauline from New York. I have another additional question. I know that on some level when I was like about to give up, because before you came, I really was like ready to leave this planet, and so on that level, even if I might not, I don't know if I have, I mean, obviously we all know we're going to die, so by even putting that out there, I guess I started that process by thinking that I'm ready. I was surrendering and wanting to leave the planet before I even knew about you and all this other stuff, so I guess that would be important for me to get off as well.
the
barcode for having started that process with my spirit.
Yep, yeah, so you get it off your body, and all of a sudden you start feeling better.
Okay,
you start
great.
The healing process.
Thank you. I just wanted to ask if that was something that I started, even if maybe it had something to do with the death barcodes, because my own spirit wanted to leave, and I just wanted to make sure that that's, you know, when I put that out there, I probably tuned into that, right? And
yep.
Now I need the barcode. Thanks.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you, Pauline.
Thank you, Pauline.
Ron, didn't you mention also on the conference call about another person's experience, a gentleman that you had taken the barcode off?
Yeah, I was doing him a few nights ago, and what actually happened was when I think it was either 5 years or 10 years, it may have been five, and I just did the barcode, and then I had him get up and walk around. And he got up a little quicker, and he walked around, came back in with a big smile on his face. He says, "I feel like 10 years younger." And he was 47. I think he was programmed to leave at 53. And, you know, then I did the emotional release, and then we went to the next year, and then the next year after that, and, you know, did the release for each one of those so that it'll, you know, balance them out more. But yeah, all of a sudden you're into feeling better, I mean, instantly. So yeah, this is very important, a very important clearing for people who are chronically ill, because your body knows that it's going to die. Like I said earlier, you know, we're born here, and you know, each year that we live, or each day that we live, we're one day closer to death. And at some point, that's going to get us. And our body knows when that time is, and then it freaks out. And that's why people probably, as they get, you know, really old, they start getting, you know, they start looking old because they give up. The body gives up. It's not that, you know, and a lot of them are mentally fine. You know, you see people and they're really sharp mentally, but the body just can't handle it. And that's where the dark side, you know, treats us and uses us to, you know, get their energy. But the body has to die. This way you can regain more spirit energy. And the body now is reversed in the dying process, and, you know, it'll just heal itself. So it's well, very interesting to watch people instantly turn around on a dime with this one. And you know, it's a very, very important healing. It's probably a must healing for everybody. And like I said, we can do it with animals, too. So if you have an animal or pet, and you kind of have the internal inkling that, you know, it's not going to live very long. Well, it already knows that, and it's telling you that. And we can release that barcode on your pet and animal and retain and give it some more life back, you know. Then they can choose when it wants to leave instead of having a barcode determine it. So it's much different. And this is what happens to people, too, is that the, like I say, the mind of the body gets turned off or shut down quite a bit, you can't heal because, you know, why would it want to even waste its time if the body's not going to be here? So that's kind of the way I see it. So it's been a very interesting clearing. And this is a new one. You know, it's another barcode one. We have the, you know, spirit barcode, the abduction barcode for the body, the mind barcode, the cording barcode to the planet. We have the ascension barcode, too. This is a different one. This one takes you off planet. This is a new one at the time of ascension. So maybe a millisecond before ascension occurs, the dark side sees something's happening and they whisk you away. So this is the ascension barcode. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, it's pretty incredible because, you know, I mean, even Earth scientists have figured out that the body, you know, the way it's engineered is it should be able to live, you know, hundreds of years in perfect health, you know, but then it's all this other stuff that's going on that's really causing the problem. So, yeah, I was thinking, Ron, it would be great if we could get into another one of those sections. We actually started on Wednesday night getting into one of the sections on the list of services, and I'd love to continue with that if that's all right with you.
Yeah, we're going to do another energy here coming into the planet here for healing. Part of the problems that we deal with is that we have two basic frequencies here, and I talked about this before. One is even harmonics, okay, and then we have the ones that are not in harmony, which are odd harmonics. So even harmonics would be like 2, 4, 6, 8, okay, and odd ones are like 1, 3, 5, 7. So an odd harmonic would be like you hear somebody tuning up a musical instrument like a guitar or even a piano, you know, and somebody's playing a piano and one of the keys aren't tuned properly, and all of a sudden it makes this weird sound because it doesn't match the other harmonics of the other particular notes, and all of a sudden you make a funny face. Or somebody's plucking a guitar and one of the strings are not tuned properly. That's why when you see guitar players, they strum all the strings and they start adjusting the little knobs on there to tighten or loosen the strings up. So they all are in harmony with each other. So the dark side, I think, and I almost believe that they brought in the odd harmonics here. So what we're going to do is bring in the energy to release this here from the light ship, and we'll just see how your bodies feel. And they'll be doing something with this here. This is what I was told to do, so we'll just see what happens here. So here we go. You can bring the light beam up on the monitor screen if you wish. It's about an inch or so down on your scroll bar, Creation Light Ship Healings. And we're going to energize the light beam right now. Here we go. And doing that, yeah, there's no prerequisites at all for the death barcode. And in fact, if you do have a problem with your body, you're suffering with something, I would do the death barcode. I can do that in person, too, over the telephone until it gets posted here. And then I would do the mind of the body after that, and then also the infection body. So those three are what I'd probably recommend if you have some type of physical problem that you're dealing with here. Okay, the light beam's being energized. Here we go. We're going to bring some males in now. Females first came in, and now here comes the males. And we'll bring in 10 male energies here. And they want to bring in 12, so here comes 12. Here we go. This might be a representation of the 12 source energies also coming in. So energy number one is coming in. Yeah, they're coming in to do the energy transformation here. Very interesting. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. There we go. And just feel the energy now. And they're going to bring in this energy to close up the gap between the time spaces, which is what we did. So if you haven't listened to the archives, the one that was last Saturday, and the date, do you have the date on that handy? I think the 13th. So the archive on June 13th and also June 15th have some wonderful information for everybody, because the dark side energies and time basically got taken away, so that we have now the light here when Jesus walked the earth, which was no longer here because they omitted it out of the calendar, so we had no place to ground the energy into or to bring it down for like a resting place, we'll say, and because they took it out of time. Remember, we're controlled by time here, so when they're controlling time and they don't allow the energy to come in to have it in time, then you can't have it here because we're ruled by time. And then they went back, the light ship went back every 2,000 years and also reinstated the light in. So it took that time off between the different sine wave up and down pieces, which will say words at 0 point. May not be politically correct, that terminology, but that's where the two sine waves meet the timeline, and they closed them up before the dark side had control of us and could take us away for a long, long time. Remember, because we're in their time reference, and we're only manifested here when they choose to bring us back. And so that gap now is completely tied up, close together, so you're seeing light. If you open and close your eyes, or close your eyes and open them, you're going to notice that you're here. Before that, a week ago, you would open your eyes up, and for a split millisecond, you'd wonder, where are you? And you can do it right now and just see the difference. You're here all the time because the light now is controlling the darkness in this arena here. So we're going to take out the odd harmonics. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10 as I bring in the energy to eliminate the odd harmonics that would be affecting us here. This is where the dark side creeps into us. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There, that healing is completed. So you may feel a change in your room. You might feel your body changing now as it comes into harmony with the light. Before that, it resonated in the darkness with these odd harmonics. And hopefully this should help everybody here. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so we have a few questions. Let's see. I think there was a question on what the whether the Ascension barcode has a prerequisite to it.
No. None of the barcodes will have a prerequisite, no. They're all they're there. You can do them whenever you wish to, yeah.
And Mike is asking about what the difference is between the Ascension barcode and the Spirit barcode.
Okay, the Ascension barcode is where the dark side would take your spirit off a planet and the body. So it could actually take you with your spirit and take you sideways to some other universe. The Spirit barcode eliminates the same basic process, and the other one might go a little deeper. So they're very similar, but the Ascension one definitely takes the energy completely off the dark side from manipulating your body and your spirit both. So it's actually like two healings in one. But they're both very, very similar. Remember, the reason why you're still here is because your spirit got taken sideways, and the body that it was in also got taken somewhere else. So the Ascension barcode is here so that the dark side can't manipulate you. So they're both a very, very similar clearing. You'd want to ask your spirit if you need to have the Ascension one, if you've already had the Spirit barcode one. So just drop down inside of your heart and see what your spirit tells you.
And Ron, on the Ascension barcode and the other ones, are those all available online?
They probably will be shortly, shortly meaning probably within a month, I think. Right now, they're not. So those I have to do in person.
Okay, great. So let's see.
Over the telephone.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So is it okay if we go over to some of those list of services now?
Yep, let's hit it. Go ahead.
Okay, so at the beginning of the hour, you did a lot of those from the section that I wanted to get into, which is, for those of you that want to look at the list, it's right below the light being. You can click on it. It's the first page. If you double-click on it, it enlarges. And the second section down is called the Current Lifetime Invisible Body Clearings. At the beginning of the hour, Ron did the emotional, feeling, mental, sensory, trauma, and pain body samples. So let's get into the other ones. Ron, you've been talking about you mentioned the infection body a minute ago, and that's one on that list. Do you want to do a sample of that?
Sure, here we go. So So we'll go back 7 days. So 7 days ago cleared. 6 days cleared. 5 days. There's some people out there with 5 day stuff here. So 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. Okay, next one.
The lymphatic body.
Okay. 7 days cleared. 6 days cleared. 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared.
So it seems like that would be a good one, too, for anyone who's dealing with, like you mentioned, a physical issue.
Yeah, that might be good also to add to that, yeah.
The mind of the body clearing isn't actually listed in this same section, but you were talking about that relating to this other, so do you want to throw that one in?
Sure, here we go, the mind of the body clearing. So 7 days ago cleared, but I'll do that one slower here so you can actually feel it. So 7 days, sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, four cleared, three cleared, two cleared, and one cleared. 6 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 5 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And yesterday, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, there we go.
That's amazing. So so I guess for people that maybe aren't familiar with this, my understanding from you, Ron, is that this is sort of like the mind of the body is kind of like the intelligence center that's built into the genetics of the body, and it kind of is, like you've said many times, a little mad scientist that keeps everything going and everything working well and all systems go and all that. And then gradually, as we're bombarded with all this energy and trauma and, you know, whatever we have to deal with here, that mind of the body gets completely overwhelmed to where it just can't keep up with everything that it has to correct or take care of. And then it's got the barcodes, like you mentioned, on it, programming when the body's going to die, and that just overwhelms it further. Is that a pretty accurate statement of what that is?
Yep, that's it. I mentioned before about, you know, how it gets overwhelmed and can't heal you. This is why older people don't heal. And it's probably because you've hit one of the barcode 10-year time frames and when it's going to be activated. So it can only do so much in, you know, then it sees, well, what's the use, you know? I can't help this person because the dark side has them planned to die in 10 years from now. So you can do all you want, and eventually, you know, you're going to be dying, and it just gives up. This is what happens, I believe.
Well, it seems like people go through that, too, you know, on many different levels, and that makes a lot of sense considering what you've talked about in this hour, you know, where you just kind of feel like, What's the use at this point, you know?
And you also have that same feeling for people that surround you, whether they're in your remote family or maybe close friends or something, because you are initially connected energetically, you know, to every people that you, you know, deal with and see. So if you feel their barcode, they'll start draining you. It's very possibly that your physical body will want to get more life force energy, and it will start putting cords out to people, sucking their energy to fulfill itself. So I hope you all understand that. This is probably why you go, wow, yeah, I was around so-and-so, or I go to a hospital and I walk in there and I get all my life force drained out of me. I don't know what it is. Well, you know, it could be entities, which you talk about all the time, but maybe it's all the people who are dying in the hospital wanting to take life force so they can live. Interesting. So I'll let you guys connect those dots.
So, Ron, elsewhere, let's talk about in the wide universe of light outside of this place that we're at right now, let's say, a being decided to, it might like to go to a particular planet and experience life there in a particular body form. And when they went there, and when they were, like, ready to go somewhere else, they would just decide, and then they would leave their body?
Yeah, the complete, the spirit and the body, they'll have an agreement. And then the blueprint of the body will just be either taken back to the planet that it was created on, or maybe it could go to the home base energy, but it's there's no trauma involved on it. You know, it's pure love energy. So everything just says, well, we're now going to do something else, and it just switches. And if it's at the time of ascension every 2,000 years, and that body has, you know, the choice to leave to another location, another planet or whatever, and this is how this process works. But there's no trauma upon the dying process. You know, there's no suffering. It just decides to end, and that's it. And it's agreement between the body and the spirit. Remember, the mind doesn't exist there, because the mind that would be used would be the mind of the heart, not the mind between your ears, okay, that the dark side brought you.
It's almost hard to imagine what that would be like since we've been in this energy for so long, but it's incredible. And so would you say that's like a conscious process? Like there's a consciousness involved in that. It's not just this thing that happens to you, right?
Yes, that's correct. So everybody now listening probably is feeling more energy in their body because your body goes, man, I have hope now finally. You know, remember your body is its own organism. It's not your thoughts. So if you happen to feel happier, then that's because, you know, your body wants to have this healing because it knows that it can outlive its normal death pattern and stay in light. Remember, the body was created in light. The darkness has taken it down. And this is what's happening. Unfortunately, this is where we live on this prison planet. And the dark side has been in control of it. Now the light's coming in much stronger. I know everybody talks about the light being here more and more. But if you notice the last few shows that we've had and the previous shows where we did special things, you know, it is here now. Still not on the pavement yet, but, you know, we are having changes with light frequencies coming in.
Well, I can definitely feel a shift just since we've been on the radio. And like you said, that feeling where your heart lifts a little bit because you feel that lighter frequency and you feel that feeling of hope and, you know, It's a big thing, you know, especially if you've been suffering with this for a long time, you know.
Yeah, the darkness takes away your hope.
Yeah. So, let's see, next on that list would be the empathic body clearing.
Okay, so this is for people who walk into a room and they pick up people's energies. Maybe they read them through their lower chakras, which most beginner, you know, psychics will say use. They feel people's body's energies, excuse me, and they use the lower chakras to do the readings. So here we go. We'll take away this energy, get you back into balance. So 7 days ago cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, oh man, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared and today cleared. When I yawn, there's a lot of energy flowing through me, so it all goes through me to the light ship to get out of here. What I will say, too, so we don't forget, next month we're having on the 5th, 12th, and 17th, the first three Sundays, we're having the 8-hour marathon healings for each day, and this will include the entities, probably on the first time, on the 5th, maybe some shapeshifters, but the 12th and the 17th, for sure, we're going to be doing, and maybe even on the first one, we'll be doing the shadow bodies. So this will be some very interesting clearings to get these things out of you and, in a sense, off of your back. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, let's see. We've got also here the judgment body clearing.
Okay, here we go. 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, yawning again, Oh, man. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So there we go. The body's a big one, too.
So that's basically the body that kind of tries to absorb, like a shock absorber, kind of absorb the judgment energy that we're dealing with to keep it from bombarding the physical body?
Yeah, so all these bodies that we do are there to prevent the physical body from dying from mind energy. And so all these clearings, we have definitions of what these bodies maybe do or mean. And this is why there's so many of them, because they all have a special frequency to deal with this energy. So the judgment body is one, and emotional body is another. Then naturally from there, you know, we have a pain body. But like the feeling body is a little different than the emotional body. But if you haven't had an emotional body clearing yet and you're listening, I really don't know what's holding you back, because this will change your life. You know, if you went to a doctor and they said, you know, you got to have this certain pill or something, otherwise you're going to be dying, you would find a way to get that. And the emotional clearing, I can't tell you enough that this is the one to get. It will change your life. I'm sure people who've had it will
Absolutely.
Agree with me on this, because it's just so, so awesome.
Yeah. Oh, it just, you know, having that, all that stored emotion, which keeps on recycling itself, like I'm sure everybody can relate to, this is probably how I related to it the most when I first heard about the emotional clearing, is just, you know, you look at patterns in your life that repeat themselves, you know, you have the same kind of emotional drama with the same kind of people over and over, or you attract the same kind of partner or spouse, and, you know, these patterns show up in different scenarios, but you just know that that energy is stuck somewhere in your field and it's not moving out, and you're trying to move it out, but it's somehow stuck. And, you know, you try to go to different healers or, you know, do it yourself, and it's not moving out, it's not changing, and people try to just tell you, well, change it with your mind, and, you know, all kinds of stuff like that. And then, you know, the light ship comes and they just lift that from you, and it's incredible.
Yep. So what I'll do for everybody, just to show you what the death energy is.
Any comments on that, Ron, as far as how that just there's no processing to it, there's no work
yep.
or anything like that?
Yeah, that's it. The light ship is instantaneous. So you just show up, you know, you have to remember, you know, want to have it first. You have to show up, and then from there we do the clearing, and it's done.
Yeah, definitely.
What I'm going to do for everybody.
Okay, so how about another one here?
Good.
There's an anxiety body.
Here we go. 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. There we go. So just kind of feel how that is. Your body might be settling down a little bit here. So what we'll do is I'm going to release from you death energy, okay? And this will be from one of your people that you know, or knew, I should say. So think of somebody that passed on, and we'll just take away that energy from you so you can actually see what it's like, because you're probably harboring many of these death energies around you anyway from other people that are in and out of your life. So here we go. And we're going to count to 10. Just concentrate on one person here. It could be somebody really close to you, or just somebody that maybe passed over, you know, shouldn't use the word passed over, but who died maybe even 20, 30 years ago. So here we go. Think of them now, and I'll take that energy off of you. This is still suffocating everybody. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So take a deep breath. You should feel your body changing. because this energy does resonate with everybody, because we all have, in a sense, that death wish put on us, and it will resonate more death to us, make us feel more unhappy. So you should feel your body now loosening itself up once that energy is released from you. And so this is kind of how it works. You may feel your body feeling better. Maybe you can breathe a little deeper now. And that's because you had this energy with you. So when you get rid of your own death energy, all of a sudden your body becomes alive. And this is just a way to show you what it's kind of like. So back to you, Sylvia.
Wow, I'm just blown away at how much energy there was on that.
Yeah. So if you had people in your life that maybe have passed on, you know, maybe in the last 10 years, you know, maybe more than one of them, you know, you're going to be feeling a lot of this stuff attached to you, because we all go through it, and this is the way the dark side wants us to suffer, because it'll be coming all around the person. They'll kind of like reek of death, and all of a sudden, you know, we get attached to it, or it attaches to us, I should say. And then you start feeling the death yourself, because you're, you know, in all, you know, sense of the word, we're all going through the process of death every day, because we're getting closer to the day that we die. And so that energy gets attached to us. So by getting rid of these barcodes, all of a sudden you regain your energy back, because it's no longer there. Now you're living in light, which doesn't, you know, give you a predetermined, you know, death sentence like the dark side does with these barcodes. So back to you, Sylvia.
So, Ron, when somebody does the full death barcode clearing, then is that energy from other people, is that part of that clearing, or is that a separate thing?
Good question. I'll have to check on that one. I believe that it would probably get released from you also. I can't say that 100%. I'd say it would get rid of probably at least 80% of it, because it will attach to you through this process, because you do have the same resonance. Interesting. I may have to put a healing on to get rid of that death energy like we just got through doing here.
So it's sort of like kind of like runs through the collective mind consciousness, this whole death energy, and attaches to people and resonates through that death barcode?
Yes, it does go through collective consciousness, yes, universal mind. That's the darkness, so it runs right through it, so it attaches to everybody.
Wow, that's pretty heavy.
So it's quite something, you know. It's a clearing that you'd never think would do so much.
Yeah, that was a lot of energy. So let's see, I don't think we've done the victim body yet.
Okay, here we go. So we'll count to, we'll do 7 days again. So 7 days. And I'll do this slower here for the people that want to actually feel this here. If you do feel like you've been a victim in your life with different things, or things are recycling around you, wondering why stuff is happening. So here we go. 7 days, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 6 days. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared. Boy, I'm yawning. Somebody needs some help there. You know who it is, whoever I'm talking about, because you're going to feel the energy. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 5 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. I'm yawning again. Oh, boy. So, sixth chakra cleared, this is 4 days, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Yesterday, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today, this is people who are a victim. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. So I guess being a victim just really just means that the dark side has a hold of you and you're not using the spirit energy that you were born with, and you feel like things are all around you because you don't know enough to get into your heart, to get out of the timeline and to be in the present moment. So this is a great healing, the victim one for people. A lot of these clearings that we have on the website, I would hope will no longer be needed probably in about a year from now because of the light coming in, getting rid of a lot of this stuff, so they may not even be needed. But as of right now, they're all needed. So as this timeline starts to have more light in it, which is what it's having right now, and that zero-point energy is no longer going to take you away from here to be abducted, etc., it's going to be quite something to feel the difference. I'm sure most of you have already felt it. Like I said, go on the last Friday show on BBS here and listen to it and just feel the energy shifting. Like I said, if you open and close your eyes, and they're open now, I'm sure, and close them, and you open them up again, all of a sudden you're going to realize that not much happened. Where before, you'd open your eyes and you'd kind of wonder, what's going on? Where am I? Am I on a dark side planet? Am I going to see some strange aliens, etc.? And then they block it out of your consciousness. So now you're able to hold light frequency when you're not here. Remember, the light turns you off and on also. And that turning off and on is also being used by the dark side. And so this is what they do to us. And since we're in a time-based reality here, and they're controlling us through time, remember this is how come we can become controlled by time and having programmings, everything else like that. Just think of your computer. Yeah, you probably all realize that in your computer, in the old days, you wanted to know how fast it went and the speed of the computer, or the speed of the hard drive, and the way the electronics worked, how fast it was. And then as they got, each year they got, more advanced, the speed kept going quicker and faster on them, and so they could operate and do more. Well, this is kind of the same process, is that the dark side kept us in time, and now we're able to close that gap up so you're not being taken away. And it's very simple once you kind of realize what's happening. Remember, you're just being turned off and on continuously. Right? And I always say, where are you when you're not here? And that's a good question to ponder. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, there's three left in this section, but before we get into that, since I know we are allowed to go over a little bit today, wanted to just talk a little bit more about tomorrow for anybody that doesn't know about that. You brought it up a little while ago that there's the four-hour ascension preparation call, but we didn't really talk too much about what happens on that call and some of the types of clearings that are done.
So we do water charge in the last 1 hour of it. So that's for people who, and I keep it the same time through all the calls. This is for people maybe who can't be on it continuously. You can be on it absentee, and maybe you can only afford to be on it time-wise for 1 hour because you have other commitments. So you normally would come on the last hour to have your water charge. So you get normally half a gallon of water, maybe even a gallon of water, and that will work for each day. Each one is charged separately for you. But on the conference call, we're on the light ship for 4 hours. They bring in light codes into your body. We work with the masters that are on the light ship, other divine beings, different color frequencies. We have amber blood put into us, a golden blood energy. They do ascension light codes. It's just all kinds of specialized healing to help you toward the ascension process, which I only do once a month. So I do these calls typically on the third Saturday. The cost is $60. It used to be $100, and I lowered it down to $60 to make it more affordable for people. So if you're interested, just come on it. You could pay through PayPal, go on the website, and click on it there, and it will allow you to, get the password and the phone number to get on the call with on the conference line. You'd want to go into the section on the very top, I believe, left-hand side. It'll indicate events, I believe, and just kind of scroll down, it will be on there. And if not, just call me and I'll get back with you before the call. So So back to you, Sylvia, but the call's wonderful. Everybody who gets on, I just loves it. And 4 hours may seem like a long time, but it feels like about it maybe at least at the most a half an hour. Sometimes it feels like about 10 minutes have gone by. So back to you, Sylvia.
One of the things I love about it so much is that, you know, when you're on the light ship, you know, you're bilocated, I guess would be the right word, into so many different things at once. So it's like you have, it's, you know, and time is different there. So you're really there for much longer. Like I think last month there was this whole amazing one part of it, which was like a instruction. Like we were all in a conference room having instructions from the light beings and masters. You know, another aspect was the amber blood work, you know, transfusing or putting the, you know, golden energy blood into the body and integrating that, and just so many really special rooms for ascension preparation. It's just incredible. So if you want to get on that and you're not signed up for it, I'm sure you can still connect with Ron in the morning and get on to that. It starts at 1 p.m. Pacific time. And, yeah, let's get into the last three on this wonderful section called the Current Lifetime Invisible Body Clearings. And we haven't done the fear body yet.
Okay, this is good. So here we go, fear body. So 7 days ago cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And after the fear, I almost always have to do the anger body, because people get angry because they realize that their fear, which was given to them more than likely by somebody living, a mentor, school teacher, parents, preventing you from doing what you want to do, and you find out that you can do it now, and you get angry. So here we go with that person. Or you beat yourself up because you wasted 40 years of your life or something like that, not doing your, you know, what your passion was. So here we go, anger body. You may have that right now even, once this is cleared. Like, why didn't I do that? So here we go. 7 days ago, cleared. 6 days cleared. 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, back to you.
Okay,
and I will say, yeah, and also, when you go to the light ship on Saturdays and whenever I go, you're actually bilocated. So your body, your physical body, and your clothes that you're wearing, if you're wearing them, unless you're in a bathtub, then they give you a robe. But you are on the light ship with what you're wearing. So this is not like people say, oh, is my spirit going there or is my etheric body? No, this is you. This is what you can, you know, you press your skin in with your finger. That's just going to the light ship for healing. Okay, so back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so we have one more clearing in this section, and it's the magnetic body alignment. Maybe before you clear that, you can describe what that's all about.
Yeah, this is the invisible bodies that are inside of you, and the darkness, these aliens turn them so that you won't get proper orientation with these bodies to receive light. So here we go. We're going to move one of these bodies, and I'll move it 20 degrees for you. These bodies can be out quite a lot. I would say most people have a minimum of 6 bodies to probably about 50 bodies that are out of alignment, okay? So here we go. And as far as how far out, you know, you could be out 700 degrees. You could be turned around a couple of times, we'll say, inside of you, and the light cannot come into you. This is also probably why, you know, goes along with the death code, you know, that you're having. They mess these bodies up, too, so that you don't have a chance. So remember, the darkness is very, very intelligent, and, you know, they're very sneaky. So here we go. First body, 20 degrees, coming back into wholeness. And these bodies normally go from left to right. I've never seen them go the other way. They always go from left to right. So 20 degrees, 19, 18, 17, 16, and 15 degrees, you might feel your insides turning. 14, 13, 12, 11, and 10 degrees. And 9, 8, 7, 6, 5 degrees. 4, 3, 2, and 1. So your spirit decided which body to select. So it still could be off, you know, 400 degrees or something. It could be up 20 degrees, but we moved it toward wholeness 20 degrees for you. So it's not in alignment yet. Body number two, and your spirit will select one of them. Here we go. 20 degrees, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10 degrees. And just do a sampling inside of yourself. See how your body's feeling. You may have a surge of energy. And 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. We'll do one more body. Here we go. 20 degrees, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, and 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. Okay, Sylvia, what's next? We'll go on for maybe another 5 minutes here.
So about the magnetic body, so are those like all of these different bodies, like the emotional body and those things that are askew, or are these actually different bodies?
They should be those bodies and plus other ones too.
And then they're just kind of like all set at different points, so that it's kind of like you're mixed up in different time zones or something?
Yeah, in a sense, yes. That could be one way of putting it. I just see them being turned so that they're not going to get the proper energy coming into them because they're so far askew. And so the energy will be out of time, we'll say, coming into them because they're turned. So the light energy, I mean, see, the light has to find its way into the door, we'll say, of the body to give it healing. Or it has to reconnect energetically with a certain sequence, and it can't do that. The light eventually comes into it, but you have like a phase shift with these bodies, so they don't perform properly.
Wow. So many interesting things to learn on this from you, Ron. It's great. So that's the end of that section of the healing. So we're at about 8:10 right now, so I guess I'll leave it up to you if you want to get into anything else.
Yeah, let's do a few more of the healings here for samples for people.
Someone requested the at the beginning of the show, I think it was the set sequence timing body.
Yeah, that one's very, very important. What that does, it aligns your body energetics, so that it's all in the moment, okay? So it takes your spirit energy along with your body energy, and it puts everything in current time. So I'll do a sample of bringing you back into current time here. So the set sequence one is for your whole lifetime. So we're going to take you, these are the people that have lived in the past, and I'll just go from 10 down to 1 to bring you into the moment here. So this will be living in the past, we'll just say for the last 7 days. So I'll just do all these days at one time. So here we go, bringing you back to this present moment. And you've had a lot of clearings tonight, so you may not feel this one quite as much because of these clearings, but here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And all of your information and connections from the past are brought into the present moment now. Now, for those who live in the future, remember you might put your spirit energy off into the future because you think it's going to be better in the future. So you lose your energy. Start leaking it out of yourself. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now you're in the present moment. So that was done for the last 7 days. And the other clearing that we do is just like this one, but it's for your whole life. So what I'll do is just pick on 1 month. How to say when you're at the age of 8 years old, 8 years old, 1 month. Okay, here we go. Ready? So I'll just count, I'll count to 10 and line them both at one time. So here we go. I'll go backwards. So I'll just count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you may feel a shift in your body. This is when you're age 10 up to 1 month of age. And you may feel your body energizing itself. Remember, the darkness lives wherever you're not in the present moment. So if you live in the past or in the future, then you're living in darkness. You're not in the moment. Then you're in time. When you're in the moment, then you're out of time and you're in spirit. And so if you're going both directions, then you're, it's the same thing to the dark side, that they want you to leak your energy out, not to regain your spiritual identity, and to, you know, basically start your dying process, which is what's actually happening, because you don't have the energy of spirit with you. Back to you, Sylvia.
So was that at the age of 8 that you just did?
Yes, I did 8, 1 month.
Okay, great.
We did 30 days, we'll say, the first, or whatever would be in January, we'll just call it that. No, that wouldn't be right either. So age 8, the month after your birthday, for what, for 30 days.
Okay, wonderful. Well, what would you like to do next?
Well, the mind loop is on the fast chat here by, looks like Mia, so we'll do the mind loop number 1. Here we go. This is people who have thoughts that keep reoccurring over and over again. It could also be like entities looping themselves back. The mind loop clearing also works with the jellyfish energy that rests on top of your head, connecting to all of your cells. So you start thinking about the same thing over and over again, so it's kind of responsible for that. So you want to get out of the mind looping. So here we go. Mind loop energy, we'll do it for the last 7 days. 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So this is for people who keep thinking the same thoughts over and over again. Like I said, these are all sample healings. They're 100% effective for about probably 80% of what the light chip can do for you. So this is why you must have the whole lifetime done. Otherwise, you're not going to have clearings. And just having it done once may give you some kind of relief, but you need to get everything done in this lifetime. And then we have the unlimited on the website, so you can go in there and stay current, up to date with everything that you've had if you wish to do that. So, but I strictly, you know, mainly recommend to always get that emotional clearing done first and do the unlimited on that. And the next, I'd probably say get the dark side practitioner one to get these energy cords of people off of you. In fact, we'll just do a cording of people clearing here. So here we go. These are cords that are connected to you by other people. So here we go. 7 days ago cleared. And I'll go to the chakra. So 7 days, sixth chakra cleared. Fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 6 days, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 5 days, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days, sixth cleared, fifth. Oh, man, that one's rough. Somebody out there had their throat attacked by somebody 4 days ago, so you might have a sore throat even. We're doing some clearing on that here, extra clearing. There we go. Heart chakra cleared. Third chakra cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Yesterday, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay. Let me think what else we can do here. Did we do a pain body earlier? We may have.
Yeah, at the very beginning. Yeah.
Okay, let's do that one again.
Okay,
so
great.
So let's bring in some of the light chip energy, the black energy with the silver speckles again here. We did this on the conference call, and I think I may have brought it in on this one. I just don't remember because I'm in the moment. So we'll bring it in right now if we didn't do that. So here's some light chip energy coming. Watch the light beams on your monitor screen as the energy comes through. And this will be the black energy, which is used to help release pain from your body. Here we go, coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go.
Ah, nice. Beautiful.
And we're going to do some, we'll do some samples of the extraterrestrial alien life forms. This is on the website. Also, the website is active for healings. There's probably no website out there, you know, on the internet that has active healings on it that work. The light ship has all these light beings working with us when you go on the site and get your healing. So this healing is $1 a day for you, typically. It's $30 for the month. You can get on there and go to the alien attack location on the left side. And part of the clearing here, we have many things on there, but part of it is the octopus energies. So that's the parasitic ones that we call. There's many there, probably 20 or so listed. And you can do the clearings for up to 8 hours. So here we go. We'll take off some octopus energy out of the people listening. Coming out, here we go. And you may start to feel things leave you. And here we go. So first tentacle is released. These wrap around our internal organs, our rib cage, our back. Second one's out. Third one's out. This one's not too big. It only has about 5 foot tentacles. Fourth one out, five out. This one's around your neck. So if you're gagging right now as this gets released and you make some strange faces, that's probably the reason. There we go. Out. Two more are there, and the last one now is out. That's wrapped around your sternum. There we go. Out. Get the body out now, and here we go. I'll count to 10. It'll be out of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There. Okay, that's one of them. This is the octopus energy. This is just one of these critters here. You could have a couple hundred, so just getting one out, you know, does help. The website you can get on it and clean these things out quite a bit. Okay, next one we're going to take out of you just to show you what's happening are the maggots in your head. So, like I say, you know, we have different phrases, you know, like your skin's crawling or something, you know, I got you under my skin. You know, all this stuff we knew about a long time ago, people talked about it. Okay, I don't hear it anymore, but here we go, coming out. So if your scalp is kind of crawling, you have itches there. It's because we're taking out these energies here. And very good, Kimberly. Thank you. It says, I think cellulite might be stored ET parasite waste. Yeah, so that's that is true. Here we go. Remember, these things can be dormant in us. They can have waste products. You know, they can, you know, you have the whole family in you. So, go back to the movie of Alien when that thing popped out of his chest cavity. Well, that was probably a little more far-fetched for most people, but we do have these critters type of things inside of us here. May not be physical like that, but we do have them. Watch the movie The Mist. That'll give you a clue for what people do to terrorize everybody on the planet here. People who are kind-hearted, who want to open up stargates, wormholes, etc., and allow these alien life forms in here to prey on us. That brings up another thing. So, like I always say, when you P-R-A-Y, then you are P-R-E-Y to what you're praying to. You're wearing the T-shirt with the bullseye on it. Why Jesus said only go to your heart center. Don't go outside of yourself. Okay, maggots are released here. Next we're going to do some squid energies. These feel like they're more in your solar plex area. Could be stomach area, maybe small intestines. Here they come. Here we go. Most of these energies that are alien that we're taking out can cause you chronic fatigue. So if you do have that situation, you know, I would definitely get on that alien site and get these things cleared out. And then you may also consider having your death barcode taken off, because if you still have the death barcode, then some of the healings may not actually work for you. They're going to do some good, but your body's still going to be on the downhill slide to death. So you want to get that off you so the healings can work more effectively. And again, you want to ask your spirit what you need to do. This show here is only to empower you with your spirit, so always have your spirit and your heart center talk to you to find out what you need to have done for yourself. Never go inside of your head. Your spirit does not talk to you in your head. It'll be in your chest cavity. So our show's going to be ending shortly here. We'll get out one more life form. We'll get out the snakes here. These are black snakes that are in you. Here we go, coming out. And you might feel your stomach shrinking a little bit. You might be able to stand up and walk straighter. Here we go. Okay. So since you have this awareness now, when you go out maybe tomorrow in the daytime and you see people, just see if you can tune in to maybe some of their death energy. I'm not saying to attach to it because it's probably going to be with you anyway, but just kind of look at people, maybe find an elderly person, and kind of, in a sense, feel how much death energy they have on them, okay, with that barcode, because their body's shutting down. The death is the body shutting down, okay? And then look at somebody who's younger and just feel the difference in their energy. And that'll give you a clue of what this is doing to you. Okay, I'll get one more energy out. This one here will be the one also underneath your skin. These are like little, kind of like small worms that are crawling around here. We'll get these underneath your skin layers here. There we go. Okay, it feels good to me. So we have an extra long show tonight. I'm going to energize a light beam for everybody. We'll bring in some wonderful peace energy for the end of the week here. I'll count to 10. The light beams will bring in peace. We still have with us right now the 12 energies of source energies coming through the light beam. You can even bring up the lightship insignia. They always come through that one all the time, but the light beams will change different energies too. So we're going to bring this in, give you some peace energy. And here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, have a question. Which ones are in your legs? Well, in your joints, I know the caterpillars are in there. I would say more than likely it would be the snake energies could be in your legs. I would try that one. But definitely get on the website, you know, pay the $30 for 1 month and get on this all the time. You know, change your screensaver so it doesn't come on. Leave your monitor turned on. If you have the older type with the CRT tube in it, then you know, put it on low so it doesn't burn it out or anything or imprint on the phosphor. And, you know, go into your computer settings. And change your power setting so that your monitor stays on and run it for 8 hours at night. And you can do a couple of these if you wish. Some people will put maybe like 4 on their screen, and you can do that also. And just start working with these energies to get them out of your life. And you want to bring up the light beam each time. So here we go. More peace energy is coming. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Insomnia. Okay. What do we have for insomnia? Let me see here. Let's do a clearing for insomnia. Here we go. Let's see here. Let's go back the last 10 days. So 10 days cleared. 9 days cleared. 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So as far as a clearing on the website, I don't have insomnia listed. Let me see here. What would be a good one to do here? I'm almost getting anxiety body. That might be the one to use for that. Maybe the mind keeps recycling. You might want to do the mind looping one too. So I would probably, you know, check out those two. Mind loop one, and then anxiety. You know, ask your spirit to see which one might be better for you. Maybe you need them both, but those two is what I'd probably look at right now. Also, you might have alien abductions. So your body doesn't want to go to sleep when it's dark outside, that a lot of people have. Or they wake up maybe every couple of hours. Maybe they want to leave a light on in their house or in a couple of rooms. If that's the case, too, then just get on the alien site and bring the alien up. I mean, bring up the light beam and then put on the unknown aliens on the drop-down box there. And you probably would have some results with that, too. So I guess we'll sign off. Tomorrow's our 4-hour Ascension call, 1 o'clock PST, 4 o'clock Eastern. You can contact me on the phone or sign up for it online if you wish. You'll get the PIN number and the call-in number for that. Get a speakerphone. Tomorrow night is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, and we go to the Lightship 9 o'clock Pacific and midnight back east here. So hope to see you all on the call tomorrow. And if not, we'll see you on BBS tomorrow night. So I'll just say blessings to all of you, and we'll just thank Don and the crew there for allowing us to go over about a half an hour. So thank you, and blessings to all of you, and good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Blessings, and enjoy this beautiful divine peace energy in your room. See you tomorrow.